The only thing that transforms itself from time to time is your grasp of spiritual issues, that is all. There is no conflict between the old religions and the new one. The spirit guides and masters will continue their work behind the scenes of earthly life, the way they had done for a very long time. Until the last one of you has been released from its studies on the earth plane, they will carry on guiding and supporting each one of you, as always. The more your perception of life changes and your understanding of the spiritual realities that lie behind your present existence increases, the more clearly will you be able to recognize each one in their true roles as your wise elder siblings in the vast family of life. Nothing has changed as far as they and you are concerned. They are still your best friends and helpers, your good shepherds in the world of light. Responsible for guiding and protecting the souls that have been given into their care, they diligently watch over their flocks by night, that is in the darkness of spiritual ignorance of the earth. For as long as they are still needed, they will be there for you to turn to and ask for help in times of distress. Your guides and masters in the world of light are presently preparing you and your race to occupy its rightful place in the universe. Know that the spiritual beliefs of your world that previously served to separate you from each other, are now drawing you together again into the awareness of what, on the inner levels of life, has always been true, namely that all life is one. The further you advance into the new age, the more each one of you will become aware that truthfully, there is only one religion, the one of love. There is only one race, the one of humankind. There is only one gender and that is humanity. There is only one language, the one of the heart. And there is only one God and I am omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. Never forget that as my children you are young gods in the making. Created in my image each one of you in their own right is a very special, precious and unique being, who has come into this lifetime to do their share of getting humankind's new religion off the ground. For this purpose I have equipped you with an earthly mind and, if thus far only in seed form in some of you, my superconscious faculties. To become helpful to you instead of representing a hindrance, both parts are in need of being developed by you. Life in physicality was necessary for your process of becoming individual beings. The fact that each one of you dwells in a physical body of their own is designed to help you become aware of your individuality. However, the downside of this is that over time this has created the illusion that you are separate and detached from each other and from the rest of life. As you can see for yourself now, this belief is false. Knowing that it is true on the surface of life only will help you to let go of it again. Underneath, that is on the inner levels, you always remained one with each other and also with me. The mystical teachings of all ages set out a code of conduct that you as aspiring healers and light workers follow intuitively. For you it is no longer a question of I have to be good and I have to love others. In the process of finding illumination you begin to spontaneously express your true nature and show love, kindness and a gentleness, not only to other people but to the whole of creation. You are aware that for evolutionary purposes it was necessary that in their early stages the religions of your world had to follow many different paths. Because you respect that every human soul has its own predestined pathway to walk and discoveries to make, you refuse to force your way of thinking and mode of traveling upon anyone else. You know that in truth there is only one religion, but you appreciate that many of your siblings on the earth plane are still ignorant of this fact. Yet, as a true child of mine you respect everybody's freedom of thought and the right to make their own decisions about what they can and cannot believe. All human souls will eventually reconnect with me. Each one of you has to find out in their own right that the only true, lasting and eternal religion is the reunion with me, your Creator, the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, and through it with the whole of creation. Recommended viewing. Videos showing that the religions of our world have their origin in sun worship based on ancient astrology, part 1 part 2 part 3, the earthly mind, many are aware by now that you have two minds, your higher or superconscious one and your earthly one. The earthly one scrutinizes and studies, it sorts, classifies and orders your impressions. I am the superconscious mind, I am boundless and am in all that is. That is why I gave you, my children, an earthly mind to help you set boundaries and limitations, to separate and discern, for without this faculty you would not be able to tell anything apart from anything else. Also, you could not sort the wheat from the chaff in your life, as is required from you. All your experiences and impressions have to be digested by you, so that you can learn from them. It is your task to assimilate that which is good in your life, because it leads to learning and growth. Whatever is no longer of any use has to be discarded. Failing to do this on a regular basis leads to the digestive disorders that have become so rampant in your world. If you are afflicted by this, there is no need to despair. It is but one of many experiences that are trying to teach you something. As you know, the purpose of this life is spiritual growth through every experience that comes your way. Whatever you are suffering from, recognize it as a signal and a cry for help from your inner self and your soul. Then go within and take a deep and honest look at your life and scrutinize everything it presently contains. Take stock and get rid of any excess baggage, including people and relationships that no longer serve your highest good. Only when you have done this, will you be ready to move on to your next lesson. Your earthly mind is designed to help you think logically and rationally, so that you can make sense of your surroundings, understand your experiences and learn from them. Without you being consciously aware of it, this mind constantly analyzes, sifts, classifies and sorts mental images. It helps you tell one thing from another, one person from another. You first perceive a mental image of something or someone, by giving it a name you define it. The basic function of the earthly mind is to separate one thing from another, one person from another. This faculty has been given to you to help you recognize yourself as an individual, as different and apart from others. The heart knows about the oneness of all things, it loves and therefore tries to reunite whatever has come apart. Now the human mind and heart must learn to work together under the guidance and protection of me and the angels, so that the part that is known as the mind in the heart can develop. This is the only way of finding understanding for the higher and highest spiritual realities and truths. Your earthly mind is the part of you that makes you believe that you are separate from each other and from me, in spite of the fact that this is impossible, for I am in everything and everything is in me. I am all that is. Nothing and no one can ever separate anything or anyone from me. The Holy Trinity is a symbolism for the three aspects of me. There is no split between them, they always have been and will be completely one. Throughout the whole of the created world, and all other dimensions of life, we are working harmoniously together. Never forget that you, my beloved children of the earth, were created in my image and that what is in me is also in you. Now that your individualizing process is drawing to its natural conclusion, each one of you is on their way to becoming one fully integrated being, a whole and holy trinity, just like me. The three aspects of your being are mind, body and spirit. I dwell in everybody's own heart and during this lifetime I wish to teach you from there how to coordinate all parts of your nature and heal them together into one harmoniously functioning unit. This process includes integrating the divine aspect of your nature and learning love from the heart, the way I told you before. Love always tries to bring back together that which has become separate. What your earthly mind once divided for evolutionary reasons must now be brought back into unity again by each one of you through the love that is in your very own heart. Through your efforts of constantly sending loving thoughts, words and actions into your world, slowly the mind in our heart develops. If you wish to find the nuggets of genuine wisdom that are buried in all the old beliefs, call upon me, so I can teach you the wise use of your earthly mind and help you to tell truths from untruths, false beliefs from true ones. Think of each one of the old faiths as a cake and I will show you how to recognize and extract their raisins of truth. As we bring together these manifold treasures, we shall lovingly bake a new cake that is rich with my spiritual wisdom and truth that is everybody's birthright. The earthly mind and astrology, everything in the whole of my creation, including all life on your planet, is a gift from me. Astrology is no exception. I created it so that in due course it would help you, my children of the Earth, find a better understanding of the great cosmic principles that apply to all life, including that of the Earth. Astrology can be used as a tool for explaining in the simplest of terms concepts that would otherwise be almost impossible for your small earthly minds to grasp. As sparks of me, by getting to know yourself and becoming familiar with all parts of yourself, you will find out ever more about all aspects of me. Take for example the planet Mercury. It represents the earthly human mind and rules the astrological signs Gemini and Virgo, as well as their houses, the third and the sixth. As some of the negative aspects of these two signs are being overly analytical and critical, this can lead to attempts at dissecting everything, noticing the flaws and faults in everything, until nothing good can be found in anything or anyone. One of the worst parts of this kind of detrimental behavior is the constant embarking on fault-finding missions with respect to everything along the way, and the resulting excessive whinging and whining. Obsessed with trivia, lacking depth and insight, too much time spent on minutest details can be the Achilles heel of souls born into both signs. Souls who are still falling into this trap are constantly in danger of missing the underlying meaning of the experiences of their life. Ceaseless prattling and going on and on about nothing, gossiping and malicious rumor spreading are the worst aspects of a lifetime spent in Gemini. Let it be a warning to those concerned that in later times, Mercury was considered to be the equivalent to Hermes, who was reputed to be the god of thieves and known for his cunning and shrewdness. As the earthly mind is a valuable and precious tool, which I have given into your care, all negative uses are regrettable and in need of correction. It is up to each one of you to make an effort to use it well and rise above any negative thinking patterns you may have developed, so that I can help you to fulfill your highest potential. At its best, the human mind is capable of becoming a finely tuned instrument and a channel through which my inspiration can flow to bring understanding and healing to your world. Mercury then serves as the winged messenger of the gods, who steals their fire, their ideas, to bring healing and enlightenment to alleviate the suffering that is in your world. Virgo rules the digestive system, and it is the teaching and healing sign of the zodiac. Some of the finest writers that ever graced your world were born into this sign. Gemini is the sign of the twins. The rational logical mind represents the earthly twin. My mind is its counterpart, the heavenly twin. In the zodiac, Gemini and Sagittarius are in opposition to each other. The latter is the sign of the superconscious faculties of humankind. As in the long course of its evolution, the earthly and the heavenly twins became separated. The negative aspects of both Gemini and Sagittarius came ever more to the fore. Over time, the conscious contact of the earthly twin with me decreased. As a result, the human personality, its ego and earthly self felt ever more lost and frightened. Strange behavior patterns developed. Sagittarius rules vast topics, like religions, philosophies and higher education. Priesthoods and the clergy are also part of its domain. Sadly, I notice that to this day, some of the followers of the old religions predominantly display the negative expressions of this sign. Such souls display gullibility, overly dogmatic spiritual views and opinions, and intolerance towards the beliefs and philosophies of others. Part 7, Losing and Finding Yourself. Another one of my teachings that has long baffled humankind is Matthew 10:39, "He who is concerned about his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it." How can you go looking for something without first having lost it? Yet, first you have to become aware of having or being something, before you can know that you have lost it, as and when you do. Through knowing a child loses its innocence. Only through having found knowledge can it later realize that it once was innocent. The same applies to spiritual childhood. To be able to find anything in your earthly existence, you must first lose it. But, for as long as you are unaware that something does exist, you cannot find it. You cannot even start looking for it. This is particularly true for spiritual wisdom. When you became earthlings, you had to forget that you are spirit. Now the time has come for retrieving this knowledge. Now the time has come to discover that earthly life can be lost, but that your spirit is eternal and cannot die. If you lose your earthly life for my sake, that is in the awareness that in truth you are one with me, your passage from one phase to the next will be greatly eased. You are creatures of habit who take things for granted. There is no other way of teaching the human spirit the vital lesson that it is one with me, other than by first letting it live in the belief that it is on its own in a cold, dark and threatening world, without me. That's why you had to lose before you could find. As no soul can be spared this experience, I tried to comfort you through the Master's words that you have to lose in order to find. Now your time has come for shedding your earthly nature and for rediscovering that you are spirit. To find yourself, your true self, once more you have to lose, this time your earthly self. Recognizing it for what it truly is helps you to do so. As time goes by, the less you respond to your earthly desires, the weaker they will grow, until they have finally gone from you altogether. To become aware that I am the inner teacher who dwells in everybody's own heart, it was necessary that you lost your conscious contact with me, and forgot that the answers to all the questions you may ever care to ask can only come from me, the omniscient and omnipotent one, who is as much part of you as you are of him, her. I guide and protect each one of you from within and through the world of their feelings. Life itself is your teacher, for I am life. I am the light of your world that is now waiting to come alive in every heart. As over time, you find out from your own experiences that I never lie to you or lead you astray, your faith in me grows and you increasingly turn to me with all your questions and problems. Listening within and following my guidance at all times, you are learning to walk hand in hand again with me and the angels, my messengers and helpers. I am your highest or God self, your heavenly twin, and as time goes by, I gradually take over and fill the whole being of you, my earthly twin. The more you make an effort to listen to me, to think and act with me, the quicker your whole being heals and we shall be fully one again. As my influence grows, the shadows and ghosts from your past dissolve. Your most ancient soul wounds are the leftovers from many lifetimes of suffering. They are now healing and the chains and shackles of karma are uplifted and transmuted into blessing and healing energy by you and me. And that is the only way you, the earthly twin, can lose and find yourself, your true self, in me, your heavenly counterpart. At the pace the one increases, the other decreases and shrinks away, until finally you and I are completely one again. We shall then be one heart, one mind, one body and one spirit, working together peacefully and harmoniously for the highest good of all life, under my guidance and in harmony with my will and wishes. Can you now see for yourself that it was necessary for your previous evolutionary phase that you should gradually lose all memories of your true self and your oneness with me, and that in order to become an individual being each had to find and develop their own earthly identity? The deeper you descended into physicality, the more this part of you slowly lost its conscious contact with me. This continued over many lifetimes until the memory of your true nature and your real home had faded completely. Spiritually, you fell asleep, though only for a time. Many have not yet woken up, but as my waking call goes out into your world ever more powerfully, more are constantly shaken from their slumbers. As soon as the process of forming your earthly identity is complete, for all of you the slower sent out of the mere awareness of the physical aspects of your life back home into the awareness of your true spiritual nature begins. To souls who are ready for this process my calling gradually increases. Slowly but surely, I draw them ever closer into the oneness with me. For those who are fortunate enough to read this, your personal journey to make this possible could only start because your time had come and I was calling, coaxing, pushing and pulling you. Believe you me, you were as hard a case as any one of those you are presently observing in the world around you. If the behavior of such souls still goes under your skin and irritates you greatly, you need to take a good look at yourself. Could it be a sign that you are spiritually not yet as enlightened and superior to them as you might like to think you are? Sitting in judgment, a word of warning does not come amiss to those who are lucky enough to already know that you are on the earth to learn how to become ever more like me. Take great care never to criticize anyone who is still stuck in the illusion that their earthly existence is all there is to life. As soon as they are ready, I will start drawing them towards me, the same as I have been doing with you for a very long time. Any souls that still appear to you as being far too earthbound deserve something better from you, now that you have reached a somewhat advanced state. Don't you think that instead they need your love and compassion for having lost all conscious recall of me, and for still struggling with their lessons in physicality, in the false belief that they have to do so on their own on the earth plane? Refuse to sit in judgment over anyone, and especially not over those of your siblings in the human family of life who are spiritually less experienced than you are. Resist the temptation of thinking that they are suffering from some kind of disease. You can take it from me, they are not. They are at present undergoing a vital part of their earthly education, and what they are doing is right for them now, although it is no longer for you. Souls who have already mastered this task are submitted to tests of a different kind that assist them with integrating more of the higher aspects of their nature. If that applies to you, rejoice and turn wholeheartedly to whatever obstacles are presently confronting you. For evolving souls, which you all are, every lesson is equally valuable. Most of all, beware of spiritual arrogance. Bear in mind that your own main lesson is likely to consist of showing tolerance, kindness and compassion towards those who are still wrestling with the downward pull of their earthly nature. Know that their time for rising above their base desires has not yet come, but that in due course they too will wake up, the same as you once did and the same as everyone else does in their long evolutionary course. At all times I am there, watching, guiding and protecting each one of you. You are all known to me personally. I know you better than you know yourselves. I know your deepest innermost heart and soul and its motivations. Because I am part of you and you are part of me, I instantly know about everything you do, every thought, word and action. Thus, I know when you are lying and when you are cheating. I also know when you are acting like a hypocrite and faking things or doing them for real. Rest assured that you, your world and everything in it, the same as all other worlds, rests safely in my hands. Beliefs of past ages, through the Old Testament's prophet Isaiah 43:18-19, I told you, remember not the former things and do not consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth and you shall know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This was my announcement that the time would come on the earth plane when I will make a new way for myself and humankind's belief in me in the wilderness of earthly life and rivers in the desert of human consciousness. That time is now. As you know by now, the Aquarian Age is the age of spiritual wisdom and truth that comes directly from me. Past beliefs were of the mind, but the new age is bringing you a fresh approach to matters of faith. There is now coming to your world a new religion, which is of the heart and free from the chains and shackles of all false beliefs and prejudices. Many of them crept in through the back door in the form of misunderstandings and misrepresentations that were caused by humankind's low evolutionary level at that time, and the lack of spiritual comprehension this brought with it. As there are also false concepts that blatantly marched in through the front door, we shall return to this theme in a moment. Whenever you read the scriptures of the olden days now, bear in mind that all interpretations of my wisdom have always been limited by the degree of spiritual awareness of the ones through whom they were given. This also applies to those who translated my teachings into languages other than those in which they first appeared. The outcome of any of these efforts also largely depends on the translator's perception of the world they are living in. This was as true for the scribes of long gone eras as it still is for modern writers, through whom my inspiration now flows and through whom I express myself. The scribes of yesteryear were the modern writers of their time. In some cases the same souls played that role in different lifetimes. The folly of manipulating the masses. Various masters from the world of spirit walked the earth with you from time to time, to be your teachers. Many of the messages I gave to your world through them were intentionally misinterpreted so they could be used for the manipulation of the mass of people. As the wise use of power is one of humankind's most important lessons, I allowed this. Your ignorance of the fact that none of you on the earth plane ever gets away with anything, and that every offensive thought, word and action sooner or later has to be accounted for and made good, has brought about vast amounts of soul growth. The wise ones amongst you realize that nobody on the earth plane has any true power. I alone have power, for I am the power. However, any power, even the smallest amount of it, I allow human souls access to in your present existence creates opportunities for testing the degree of spiritual maturity a soul has reached. There are two ways of approaching power and using it. While inexperienced souls still selfishly pursue their own ends, mature ones seek to serve the good of the whole. Power-seeking spiritual and political leaders, throughout the ages and within different civilizations, religions and belief systems, since time immemorial have been among my most valuable teaching aids for you and your world. To this day and through real-life situations, I am teaching all of you the folly of manipulating the masses into beliefs that serve the purpose of gaining control, spiritual power, over their hearts and minds. This type of power-seeking aims to serve the self of religious organizations and their priesthoods, rather than me and the welfare of my people and the world I have temporarily entrusted into your care. You are in your present life to evolve into caretakers and guardians of Mother Earth, who are capable of loving and cherishing her the way she beyond any shadow of a doubt deserves. You are all responsible for yourselves, each other and also for the well-being of your planet, and I expect and demand from each one of you that at the end of every one of your lifetimes you hand it over to posterity in a better state than you found it. As pointed out earlier, you, my children of the Earth, have a great lust for power. Over time this has gradually resulted in a world that has become spiritually so impoverished that by now many have forgotten their divine origin. They are the ones who to this day are getting lost in the illusion of earth life. Yet, do not look down on the present over-materialistic outlook of your world and accept that this too serves a wise purpose. It is only through overfeeding your desire for earthly goods that can you feel growing within you the emptiness that cannot be satisfied by material things. Only through a lack of spiritual nourishment can you eventually become aware of what it is that you are truly hungering and thirsting for. Recommended reading: Humankind in Pursuit of Power, Discernment. This is true for all aspects of your being and of earth life in general. The only way human souls can learn to appreciate the value of truth and of being honest themselves is through the suffering inflicted upon them through other people's falsehoods, lies and cheating. Discernment has to be developed by every soul. Without it you will never be able to tell the truth from a lie. I am the small still voice of your conscience that speaks to you, through the world of your feelings, from within your deepest and innermost being. If you listen carefully to my guidance, you will have no difficulties with integrating this faculty into your character. Do you now recognize why it was necessary that you and your world had to become poor in spirit? My present message to all of you, whether you are awake or still slumbering, is: blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall go in search of truth. When they look for it, they will find it, not in big books, new or ancient, but each within their own heart, the only place on earth where my eternal truths are known. What they find there will help them cleanse their consciousness of the accumulated false beliefs and misinterpretations of past ages. Their spirit will then be pure again and they shall see God. They shall recognize me in themselves and others, as well as in everything that is in their world and all worlds. They shall find understanding and through it healing and peace will come to them and also to their world. I am the truth and I alone can set them free. All that is required from each one of you is to trustingly turn to me, asking for my help so that I can guide and protect you. Rest safely in the knowledge that no outside forces are involved, and that all you have to do is follow the feelings that rise from your own innermost being. As your earthly mind thus willingly surrenders itself to me and becomes my faithful servant, I will use you as channel for my power to work through.